Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the weekend forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Sunny today with a high near 14 degrees. Wind chill values as low as 25 below. Breezy with a south wind 6 to 16 miles an hour. Gusting as high as 25 miles per hour. Tonight snow, mainly before 3 a.m. Temperature rising to around 15 by 5 a.m. Wind chill values as low as 10 below zero, breezy with a south wind 14 to 22 miles an hour, gusting as high as 33 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 80%, no snow accumulation of 1 to 2 inches possible. Saturday, a 30% chance of snow before 7 a.m., partly sunny with a high near 17, wind chill values as low as 3 below. Northwest wind 13 to 15 miles an hour with gusts as high as 28 miles per hour. Saturday night, snow likely, mainly between 7 p.m. and 4 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around zero. West wind 5 to 10 miles per hour becoming north after midnight. Winds could gust as high as 18 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 70%. New snow accumulation of 1 to 2 inches possible. And on Sunday, a 30% chance of snow before 7 a.m., mostly sunny with a high near 12, north wind around 7 miles per hour becoming west in the afternoon. And in state news, the Department of Health Services reports the spread of the COVID-19 virus is critically high in all 72 counties for a second week in a row. Thursday's COVID-19 vaccination report is similar to the day before. Vaccinators reported more than 15,000 doses were administered. More than 9,000 of those were booster shots. There were 2,627 more people who received a vaccine, and 3,183 people completed their vaccination series. The state now has 63% of its population vaccinated against COVID-19. On Wednesday, there were 18,333 new cases reporting, adding to the total of 1.43 million cases since reporting began in March of 2020. And there were also 42 new deaths reported last week as of Wednesday, bringing that total number up to 11,867 deaths due to complications from the virus. Some information for that report comes from WBAY Television in Green Bay. In other state news, WisPolitics is reporting today that on Thursday, Assembly Republicans approved lowering the age to obtain a concealed carry permit, allowing those with a license to have a weapon in the car on school grounds and to require comprehensive firearm education in Wisconsin high schools. Lawmakers in separate voice votes approved five gun-related bills Republicans say would protect Wisconsinites' constitutional rights. Democrats decried the combined impact of the bills, saying it would put more guns in Wisconsin schools and could lead to 18-year-olds storing weapons in their cars while at school. Under current law, an applicant for a concealed carry permit has to be 21. It is also currently a Class 1 felony to possess a firearm on school grounds. AB 495 would allow those with a license to have a firearm in a vehicle on school grounds. The Assembly also approved Bill 597, which would allow someone with a concealed carry permit to carry a firearm in a place of worship located on the same grounds of a school. The chamber also approved AB 518, which would allow anyone licensed in another state to carry a concealed weapon in Wisconsin. Again, that is from WisPolitics Online News. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.